Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, good. I've got on the line, in case you're a first-time listener, this is Professor Emeritus Peter Lynham, who talks to me about the matters of the spiritual realm. I don't know why I did that in ghostly voice. It's sort of more like I should do, I don't know what voice. Well, what's today's topic?
We're going to be looking at the Taliban.
The Taliban?
In Afghanistan.
Wow. Okay. And from a religious perspective? I suppose it's all tied in with them.
Well, yes. But of course, with the Taliban, it's important to realise that the Taliban are not simply a species of Islamic religion. They are also a tribal movement within the Pashtun, who are the northern tribes the southern tribes in Afghanistan, the northern tribes in Pakistan. And so there's a complicated relationship of both ethnic and cultural religious factors involved in the Taliban.
Right. And so, right, so I might just get you to keep talking, because this is something I don't know much about. I've seen one documentary that was really amazing, actually, about the Taliban, but I'll ramble about that in a minute. But I'd love to hear more of what you've dug up.
Okay. So the reason why I thought of this topic for today was because I've seen reports over the last week, very minor because there's so much else happening in the world, but they were reports that Pakistan and Iran are both sending their Afghanistan refugees back to Afghanistan.
Oh.
And that's pretty serious for those refugees, because if they're going back as enemies of the Taliban, they're not going to have a very happy existence.
Right.
To say the least. And so among these people will be in Pakistan, they'll be Christians, they'll be Shia, because there were Shia in Afghanistan in the old days. There'll be Sikhs, quite a significant group of Afghanistan Sikhs, and Hindus. All of them have experienced brutal treatment, of course, under the Taliban, whose desire is for a pure ethnic religious community.
Right.
And so what we're likely to hear, although it may not get any attention because there's not a lot of reporting from Afghanistan at the moment, is of significant trouble that these refugees are going to experience. It's going to be grim, I think it would say, because there were about, it's hard to say how many, but it's in the millions of people who at the time the Taliban took over in 2021, when the Americans gave up on trying to prop up an unpopular government in Afghanistan. And when they fled, millions went across the borders into Iran and into Pakistan.
Wow.
And imagine in Iran especially, Iran has no interest in helping Sunni.
Right.
For a start. And besides, also, I think the lines are much sharper now in the wake of what's happened in Syria and the loss for Iran of its allies of Hezbollah. They've lost interest in propping up a group that is essentially in some sort of ways connected with ISIS. And
right.
That's one of the complexities of the situation.
Right, right, right. So did it give you enough information to know the answer to this? You know, like as a refugee leaving, you can leave, you know, under the dead of night, and obviously you make it out, so you've made it out. And when you come back, that's a whole different story, because you can imagine them being handed back, essentially, rather than just told to go back. I mean, they're not sneaking back, and are they? They're going to be announcing themselves, more or less.
Now, formally handed over to the Afghanistan authorities.
Yeah.
And they're not going to allow them to return to their traditional homes and traditional villages.
No.
Certainly not. So what is going to happen to them? So we can imagine, because it is now a requirement in Afghanistan, you've got to pray in the mosque in a Sunni fashion. There's lots and lots of requirements that could be very, very hard for those people who fled. mind you, they've had a pretty grim existence in Pakistan especially,
right,
which is so disrupted. I hadn't realised how much of the southern part the northern part of Pakistan was Pashtun. And so you see, Pakistan's got a problem in controlling this group, this tribal peoples who are allied to the Afghanistan Pashtun, you see. And so there's that's their motive, wanting to purge troublesome Afghanistanis who might inspire their own Pashtun to be more and more radical.
Right. Oh, gosh, it's so complicated. And I saw also that Afghanistan and Pakistan have been exchanging fire on their border this week as well. So there's that extra complication that the actual two countries themselves are not getting along.
Yeah, it's a very messy border. There's very little cooperation. There's been a little bit of sign that the Afghanistan government has wanted to restore some sorts of friendly relationships with some authorities, mm-hmm. but the key government is with the Russian government, and of course that's not going to help a lot of the minorities that are being very pressured. Russia is not that interested in minority.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. The documentary that I saw that is really fascinating. It's just a bit of a side note, but it's called Hollywood Gate. And when you mentioned the Americans up and leaving, if you fancy an interesting insight, this one guy, I think he was from Egypt, filmmaker from Egypt, managed to convince the Taliban to let him film them every day for a year in amongst them. And he's in this abandoned American military base filming them taking over. And I think it's meant to be kind of a victory film, you know, that's what they're imagining. He's playing the role of the kind of the innocent bystander watching, but the documentary really does show you kind of what life is like amongst them. You know, and it's got its funny moments watching people try and figure out things like exercise equipment that's American, you know, that's like, you know, you're laughing for a second, but by the end of the documentary, you're certainly not laughing. It's kind of pretty incredible. But yeah, you don't realize the scale of what America left behind and, you know, the mess that's. So yeah, people, they're not going to be welcomed back with open arms, to say the least, right?
Now, to be fair to the Taliban,
that is a sentence I don't hear often said.
No, true. The first period of the Taliban government of Afghanistan, from 1996 through to the early 2000s, I mean, that was staggeringly narrow and harsh and cruel. And it's most famous, of course, for the destruction of the extraordinary Buddhist statues
that
were blown up because they were sacrilegious as far as the Taliban were concerned. Mm. Now, when the new government took over in 2021, they announced that it was not going to be the same Taliban. This was going to be a more moderate and more thoughtful approach to government that would leave room for religious minorities. And it's hard to know what to make of these assurances because it doesn't seem to have come true. And I think, especially, for example, on the role of women, for which the first generation of Taliban were just shockingly destructive. Well, unfortunately, what we've seen is there've been initial moderate statements that women could continue in education so long as it didn't take the jobs of men. But steadily, the rules have increased until now. Women aren't even allowed to be trained in some fairly fundamental aspects of women's health, which you would think that men would not want to pollute themselves with being involved in.
Wow.
So it's hard to make sense of this. And I think one possibility is that it isn't religious. It is just that the Pashtun are a popular movement with intense traditions of a kind of warrior mentality. And the government has to move quite carefully lest it should offend, you know, it just doesn't have enough forces of its own that it requires the popular approval all the time of the most basic approaches to life.
Right.
Is, you know, the kind of Rambo mentality dominated the government as well, or the government feared that kind of approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we haven't particularly seen is for the religious movement, which is allied to ISIS, that kind of creation of a new emirate, because that was the original plan of ISIS, was, you know, to create a new caliph and create a new center. The Taliban have shown no interest in letting it be centered on Afghanistan.
Mm.
So one wonders if overall it's not so much a religious movement as a conservative, male-dominated tribal movement.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, the trouble is you can't then present religious reasons for change. Remember, there is that positive aspect about religion that sometimes religion can be a weapon for change in a society.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. And they're in power, but obviously they're not giving people the option to vote them out, though, are they?
No, there's been no elections.
Yeah.
It's interesting that some people, one Sikh member of the old elected assembly, went back to Afghanistan after 2021,
mm-hmm.
and at the time was promised that all would go well for him. And I don't know what happened to him now. I've heard nothing more about him.
Right.
In theory, the Taliban ought to allow for some kind of respect for others, at least the religion to the book, but they've shown no signs of doing that. They did suppress the opium trade when they were previously in Afghanistan.
Right.
I haven't seen any explanation. I don't think the opium trade is booming in Afghanistan at the moment, but it would be interesting to find out.
Mm. Yeah, well, I guess, as always, there's lots to watch, lots of future to watch. And yes. And we could probably go away and do some research of our own too to find out what's going on.
Yes. But, and what I think we might find is that at some moment the Afghanistan situation will flare up and the troubles will be unprepared for it.
Yeah. It's an interesting one too, because we hear less and less, like, unless, you know, let's say America has got vested interests, so they're not going to touch Afghanistan again for a long, long time.
Don't go through that shame.
Yeah, and so therefore the media machine doesn't go there either very much. So it is interesting how you hear, how you get genuine news out of a situation like that. I don't know what Al Jazeera's presence is there. You can imagine that pretty much nil because of state news only.
Yes, it's perceived as on the Qatari side, and the Qatari, almost by definition, are not going to be welcome in Afghanistan.
Mm.
It's a different approach to Islam.
Well, word gets out anyway, I'm sure. But, yeah, as I seem to say to you every week, we have to wait and see.
We'll keep watching.
Speaking of watching, Hollywood Gate is such an interesting documentary. I think you'd like it.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter, and we will watch the skies for what happens next and speak to you next week. Thank you again for your time.
Very good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, there you go. I had more.